Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, down by the bay, where the waters shine, there's a little piece of heaven mighty fine. Campos Marina, where the shrimp grow big, a gift from the Lord, it's the realest gig.
Campos, oh yeah, Marina. Campos Marina has a theme song, and it's all about Robbie Campos' Campo Marina shrimp. Robbie, what's the basis for that song? Where did that come from? That's great.
I tell you, Don, my oldest son's a crab fisherman, okay? So his deckhand, who he's really into rap music more than he is anything. He wrote this song and he did it on this AI thing. I really don't know how it all works, but he sent it to me. He goes, my oldest son sent it to me. He said, "Dad, listen to this." He said, "Chris made this song," and I was like, I was pretty impressed with it. So yeah, it is pretty cool. So
well, it might make the charts, man. It's got a catchy sound, and I love it. And for a rap guy, he did a pretty good country impersonation. Of course, with AI, things are possible.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, congratulate him. Tell him he did a good job, and we're going to play it on a regular basis because I think it's a great song. Well, Robbie, I imagine it's chilly down there. You got you some heat?
Well, you know, Don, it is. Yeah, I got an insulated suit on. I got my heat on. I got my insulated bibs and my big jacket on. It's a little bit chilly, but you know, Don, yesterday was a lot colder than it was today. It is this morning, I should say. It was 41 yesterday morning. We got a little bit of cloud cover last night to kind of held this heat in, so it's 46 this morning. Our high yesterday was around, I want to say around 50, and it only cooled off like 4 degrees. So it's not really that much, you know, much colder than it was yesterday evening at dark. So, but I tell you, Don, Biloxi Marsh is hot with both ducks and fish. So it's been good, you know, for both fishing and duck hunting. We had a lot of duck hunters coming out this past week, and it's the last weekend before the split. So if you're trying to get some of that done, guys, y'all be careful out there. Be safe. The lake, if you're trying to cross Lake Bourne, I wouldn't suggest that this morning. It's blowing 16, 17 miles an hour down here right now out the northeast. But I tell you, Don, this past week was some great fishing. Now, you know, when this front came through, we did see that the water temperature dropped around that 52-degree mark, which is just about the point where trout start getting kind of lethargic and not biting as good as you would like. So, but you don't have to get here early. They've been catching more of the fish later in the day than they've been catching early in the morning. So I think you let that sun come up and let it warm up a little bit and get that water temperature around 53-54 degrees, and they've been catching pretty good on the bottom, not under a caulk, on the bottom. I did fish this past week with Captain Giacomo. We went Tuesday and we went back over the Ward Lake of Two Trees, We did put some trout in the boat and some sheephead in the boat. Not a great day, but we did catch. We did manage to put some fish in the boat. So, it all depends on where you're going, Don. If you're going to go fishing up in the Biloxi Marsh and you want to stay around that St. Malo area, around Bayou Sioux, you know, to fish the bayous along the edge of the lake shore, and you're fishing the bottom, be prepared. You're going to get some blue cats because there's a bunch of blue cats stacked up in those holes right now. So, which is not a bad fish to
I'll
eat
take
either.
Them.
So,
I'll
but
take
just,
yes,
yeah, right. Yeah, I will too. So, anywhere you go, it's got a deep hole, and you're trying to fish speckled trout on the bottom, be prepared. You will catch some blue cats, and they are pretty tasty also. So, I think today is going to be more of mixed boxes than it's going to be more speckled trout. So, they've been catching plenty of redfish back behind the Hopedale area, and they've been doing good with speckled trout over there too. But it's you just got to let that sun come up and let it warm up that water a little bit. Don, we're at this point in time where it looks like we're going to start getting front after front. Everybody's asking about bait. I said, look, guys, here's the scenario with bait. If it doesn't get too cold too fast, and we do get some warm-ups in the middle of this, because I think we're supposed to get 70 tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, and we get some warm-ups in between these fronts, I think these shrimp will hang around, live bait will hang around a little bit longer. But if we start getting cold blast after cold blast after cold blast, well, you know what that means. They're gonna push out. So, hopefully they stick around at least until the first of the year. So, I'm hoping that they last longer than that. That these cold fronts, this is just the beginning of it, and I know we're gonna get them, but I hope they spread out further where we got more warm ups in the middle of the week so we could have live bait. So, that just remains to be seen. Hopefully that'll work out for us.
Well, once they hear that song, those shrimp are going to hang in there as long as they can. Hey, Robbie, one last thing.
So.
a lot of people, when you hear north wind, they're concerned about the plug being pulled out in shallow water, mud flats. You should have enough east in that wind to hold the water in the marsh, okay, huh?
Water levels are about normal right now, Don. I just walked out by the bayou side here before I got on the phone with you here. Water levels are not real, real low, and they're not real, real high. It's about normal tide right now, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck anywhere. One last thing, Don. You know, we was talking about the stand safety last week. I was looking on. I was just flipping through Facebook. Hank Parker, and we all know who Hank Parker is, right? Big three Bassmaster Classic tournament fisherman. We all know who Hank Parker is. Hank Parker fell out of a tree stand, putting a tree stand up, while not wearing a safety belt. He said the only thing that didn't hurt on him was his hair. So remember, guys, if Hank Parker could get hurt putting up a regular ladder stand without a safety belt, make sure that you wear yours if you're in a lock-on or a climbing stand or even in a ladder stand. Anything can happen. Just make sure you're wearing your stuff, people. There's no deer in these woods that's worth getting crippled over. So I saw that. I wanted to share that with you, Don, because Hank Parker he's a true legend of the fishing industry and the hunting and the outdoor industry. And it almost happened to him. So he didn't get any broken bones in it, but he's sore from head to toe. So if this could happen to him, this could happen. You're not invincible. We're not superheroes. And when we hit the ground at 50, 60 years old, and things hurt for a long, long time. So,
oh, look, and there's some dangerous stuff. I can remember a guy fell out of a stand and it was like a Punjab steak. I mean, he had been cutting. He had been whacking some small trees at the bottom of his stand and basically made a spear. He fell on it, freak accident, went in his neck, and he bled out right there and died on the scene. There's more people have been injured in falls from stands than ever been even close to being shot in accidents. So hopefully that'll serve to remind people and wake them up. And, hey, that makes a great Christmas gift. If you got a deer hunter on your list, buy him a safety harness.
That's right.
A lot of people don't have them. Wrap it up and give it to them and give you a little piece.
And look, not only the safety harness, you got to get him a slide rope that goes with it. So,
yeah,
you know,
so you get back down.
The safety line that goes with it. So, you know, be safe out there, people. That's just all I'm asking. So, all right, Don, we'll talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
All right, hopefully people will comment on you. They'll call you or stop in and tell you how much they like that song. Let's see. I think it's a
all
great
right,
song.
All right, Don.
We'll see if it can make a number one on the charts. See you next week, Rob.
Maybe so. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. Campo's Marina, Shell Beach.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.